Hello and welcome to our Friday meditation. I'm Katharina Seidler from Resource Yourself, and today is about opening up to the flow of giving and receiving. I thought this morning that I really don't know anyone who doesn't worry in one way or another about abundance, about having enough, earning enough, being safe, having options. We all strive for more and want more, and sometimes that can be really frustrating. So I'm really happy to focus on abundance today, which has to do a lot with the balance between giving and receiving. And in our experience, sometimes one seems to be easier than the other, or we focus on that it's really hard to make enough money, or it's really hard to be generous and be giving. But really, those two things are very connected, and if one is blocked and limited, then so is the other. So what we'll do today is we'll look at the different energies and emotions that generally block the flow of abundance. And when I say abundance, I really don't just talk about money and earning, but about experiencing the fullness of life and the infinite possibilities we carry within ourselves. We'll look at fear, which has a lot to do with the scarcity principle or thinking that there's a lack of something. We'll also look at guilt, which has to do with all these patterns around not being worthy, not being deserving. And we'll look at desire, which can many times be something that moves us forward, gives us a vision, gives us a direction, but then can be so frustrating when it seems that it's not fulfilled. So let's set a few intentions and let's see what we can let go of and how we can experience abundance right here, right now, because it's always there. We're just not so tuned in with it and we don't always open up to its flow within us. So just follow my voice as if it were your own thoughts. First, we set the intentions, and what I want you to do is just think the phrase and radiate it out, informing the world that this is what you're open to or what your intention is. Desire, fear, and guilt easily dissolve within my presence. I experience abundance as I have more than I need right now. I open up to the flow of receiving and giving. So I concentrate on my breathing. I inhale deeply. And as I exhale, I relax. I inhale and let my awareness drift wherever it wants to go. And as I exhale, I let go of what I just perceived. I inhale and notice my body, my thoughts, my emotions, my state. And as I exhale, I let go. I make room for the next moment, the same awareness and a different experience. And as I breathe, I allow myself to go more into the here and now, letting go of all the thoughts that may come and seem to distract me from this moment. I see my thoughts in this moment, and I let them go as I exhale. And as I do this, I can notice how my body relaxes, and I can sink into this moment, going deeper into a different level of awareness. I get to enjoy the fact that there's nothing to change and that I can just be. For a moment, I direct my awareness towards my hands and the space between my hands. I know that the space between my hands represents an infinite field of energy, light, and information. A higher intelligence outside of space and time. And I just notice how my hands interact with this field of energy, light, and information. How I notice it. I observe the temperature, sensations in my hands, even movement. Everything I observe, I let go every time I exhale. I know that this infinite field of energy, light, and information is not just between my hands, but everywhere, inside and outside of me, connecting everything. So maybe I can become aware of it in different parts of my body. Like a sense of expansion, flow, warmth or cold, tingling, vibration. And as I observe these sensations, I am in this current present moment, letting myself be guided by something bigger than me that directs my awareness towards whatever is important for me. So I connect with my own ability to receive. And I ask my subconscious to make me aware of what holds me back from receiving fully. I allow my subconscious to find the best form to communicate with me in a sensation in my body, a thought. Feeling, an image, whatever it is that holds me back from fully receiving, I let this come up in my awareness. And I give it my full attention. I put myself into it. And with every fiber of my being, I perceive it and observe it and explore it. And as I keep breathing, I can notice how it changes, how it's different in any moment. And how exhaling, I keep letting go, allowing it to transform and to be different the next time I inhale. I notice the emotions that are connected. Maybe I notice them in my body. And I can breathe into them. And I notice the parts of my body that are tense, rigid, burdened by this blockage that keeps me from receiving fully. I am aware, and my body keeps relaxing as this blockage transforms and dissolves within my awareness. It's so easy to just be aware. So I ask my subconscious to bring up another blockage into my awareness, which is whatever holds me back from fully giving to the world, to myself, to other people. And I just let it come into my awareness, be it a belief, a sensation, an attitude, an image, a symbol, a feeling. I invite it to come into my awareness and I give it my full undivided attention. I can witness whatever illusion lets me think I can't or shouldn't be giving. I explore this illusion in my awareness right here and now, being it, giving it room, and letting go of my perceptions every single time I exhale. And maybe I can see how giving and receiving are two sides of the same coin. My ability to move and to be in the flow of life. To let myself be moved and to surrender control. I notice the parts of me that want to have control and that limit both giving and receiving, because control and planning and safety are so important to me. I inhale and I observe, and as I exhale, I let go of my need to control, my need to make myself safe. I exhale all the mental chatter, the thinking, the beliefs that make me want to hold on, control, and have power over. I can receive because I'm willing to feel. Life can surprise me because I'm willing to receive whatever it brings to me, trusting that it's more perfect than anything I could plan. So I know there's the flow of life, its vibration in my body. I observe it. And I also observe the places in my body that don't quite resonate with this flow, that don't allow themselves yet to relax into it. And I just let my awareness go to these places, inhaling and being aware, exhaling all resistance. And as I breathe, I notice how my awareness of the flow of life with its infinite possibilities and abundance of everything becomes stronger, more prevalent, and seems to expand and extend beyond my physical body, my mind, and this person. So I asked my subconscious to give me a message, a lesson, something that I need to understand on my path to a more permanent awareness of this inner peace, abundance, love, safety, faith. I'm enjoying this inner calm state and everything it has to offer me. I feel how it nurtures my body and my mind. And I let all its wisdom, all its information, all its peace and light flow into the life situations that most need this information and this light. I take a few deep breaths, bringing my awareness back to my physical body and trusting that this experience is within me, accessible whenever I need it, and that it influences my awareness and my form of being beyond the time of this meditation. I allow it to act subconsciously, freeing my resources and my awareness to the things that are most important to me. I notice my body and the parts of my body that would like to stretch and move. And as I breathe deeply, I start moving and stretching, coming back to more physical awareness and opening my eyes whenever I'm ready. I always end up in a state that is so nice that I just don't want to stop being in this awareness. And it's incredible how easy it is to access a state of more calm and peaceful and resourceful experiences. So I hope that this was as beautiful for you as it was for me, and that you get to bring this experience into your next day and days, your weekend, your week. I hope that you discover the million ways in which you are abundant already, and that you get to feel the gratitude and share it with other people. So I hope that you get to experience this, and I thank you for being here today and for doing this meditation with me. Bye for now.